Your calls may be recorded for quality assurance, for training purposes, or to play back for our friends because we think you're about the biggest dipshit in town.
Balderson's misdeed. Well, you know, our plan was to have a witness to this misdeed, and I don't know if it's necessary, if it needs to be described, but it seems as though Balderson, who is 81, was filmed by police having his way with a cow.
Right.
Yeah, and there was Balderson, Stan Balderson, running from cow to cow. It wasn't just one. He was wearing only a T-shirt and tennis shoes. And sunglasses. And that was it.
T-shirt, tennis shoes, and sunglasses.
Yeah, that's right. Having his way, running from cow to cow.
81 years old.
Yeah, 81.
Just 100% man looking for bovine love.
It was 100% Balderson.
All this talk of animals following their lovers around has me reevaluating all the shows I watched on TV as a kid. Why was Lassie so attached to Timmy? Did Rin Tin Tin have ulterior motives? And what about Roy Rogers and Trigger? That horse would have done anything for that man.
I can only tell you about Cheetah. Cheetah Good.
Ooh.
Ooh. No, Tarzan.
Boy!
Angawa.
Tarzan, you didn't.
Angawa. Westbound, this is not even funny. You know, I find this so, it's disturbing, and yet now we're so callous in this world that we mock animal buggering. Pickup truck
I don't want to live in a world so callous that it mocks animal buggering.
No.
I don't want to live in that world.
We'll have more about that story after words from this commercial sponsor.
Hi, I'm Stanley Anderson from Black Anderson Steakhouse. Oh, sure, other restaurants will serve you a steak dinner. But at Stan Anderson's, we know you love cows. Not only do you love a good steak dinner, but you just flat out love cows. That's why before you eat, we encourage you to f*** your dinner. Stanley Anderson Steakhouse on the corner of 114th and Aurora behind the Shell Station.
Stanley Anderson's more than just a meal.
Also coming up, Jackie Mason on this program. We're going to ask him about this big flap. He apparently fired it. Well, you say it absolutely fired a guy.
This is a recording from earlier when Jackie was on explaining about the guy that he fired.
Let me tell you what he did. He immediately was hired, and when he was hired, he decided this is a good way for himself to get great publicity by letting it be known that he's working with Jackie Mason. And if he wanted to get some ambitious accomplishments out of it.
Interesting, because he said this, too.
Hello, good evening.
It's afternoon here, but that's fine.
Hello,
Jackie Mason.
Well, Jackie,
hello, great, I'm fine.
Mm-hmm. Oh, a microphone-y.
And a phony at the mic.
Hello.
What?
Oh, it's a phone call. Oh. Yeah, we have a phone call. Yes, it's Robin and Maynard. Hello.
Hey, I got a story about Jackie Mason.
Oh, no.
Yeah?
Well, I was just down at Las Vegas with my beautiful wife a couple weeks ago, and he's down there playing the MGM Grand.
Yeah, so what's your point?
And I'm not... excuse me?
Hello.
What are you doing, Jackie Mason? Looks like on television anymore, but in person, he should be in a wax museum. He's pretty
cool. I told you, he looks like he's got, if you'll pardon me, pubic hair on his head.
Yeah. He's got a thing for the younger ladies, too.
Oh, lucky them. Oh, to be that girl.
My wife was confronted by him.
Saddle up, Jackie.
Younger lady for Jackie Mason be in her 70s.
He was at 70s.
I have to tell you.
That's a pretty funny story.
The idea of parting my lily white thighs for that beast is just ungodly. I'm serious. You'd wish for death.
Okay, I'll mark you down as a Shecky Green gal.
Oh, no. I'm Joey Villa all the way.
Yeah,
I'm Villa 100% Villa.
He can have you anytime he
wants. Yeah,
he
just look at me sideways.
Nobody knows who in the hell Joey Villa is, but if you're ever in Las Vegas...
Like, you gotta go.
It's
where Splash is. It's a dump.
Oh, you mean the Tropicana?
No, it's not the Tropicana.
Oh, you're trying to sell me to a dump?
What are you going
to
do?
What are you going to do? You're going to lose your results. You're going to lose your flagpole. You're going to lose
get put in jail.
Hello.
There you go. Well, I hate to miss a minute of the Mason off, but I got to go.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, I do.
Mm-hmm. Well, so do I.
Robin.
Maynard.
Good day.
You.
Okay. On behalf of the Robin Maynard Show on this station, this is your studio announcer, Richard Peterson. Again?
Hey, Robin and Maynard, this is Dave Ross. A little friendly advice.
Shut up!
Oh, boy. I'm plumb tuckered out.